AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The AP's Mike Pozzoli reports former FBI Director James Comey made his first court appearance
in a Justice Department criminal case accusing him of lying to Congress 5 years ago. He pled not guilty at the brief arraignment. That plea will kickstart a process of legal wrangling in which defense lawyers will almost certainly move to get the indictment dismissed before trial, possibly by arguing the case amounts to a selective or vindictive prosecution. Members of Comey's family, including his wife and daughter, were there at the Alexandria, Virginia courthouse. The Comey case has amplified concerns the Justice Department is being weaponized.
The indictment 2 weeks ago came after President Trump publicly implored Attorney General Pam Bondi to take action against Comey and other perceived adversaries. Prosecutors in California say Jonathan Rinderknecht is accused of lighting a fire on New Year's Day that was put out initially but reignited in the huge Pacific Palisades fire in Los Angeles.
The fire was a holdover fire, meaning it was deeply seeded in dense vegetation and roots and continued to burn undetected until catastrophic weather ensued, resulting in the Palisades fire.
Prosecutors say Rinderknecht fled the scene of the original fire but returned to the same trail where he had been earlier to watch it burn. The fire killed 12 people and destroyed more than 6,000 homes and buildings in Pacific Palisades. Senior officials from the U.S., Qatar, and Israel have joined in the third day of talks between Israel and Hamas. As the federal government shutdown enters a second week, there's no discernible endgame in sight. No negotiations, at least publicly, are underway. But there are signs of political discomfort and quiet talks are emerging. Counterterrorism police in Britain say the assailant in last week's attack on a synagogue in Manchester that left two people dead had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. The assailant was later killed. This is AP News. A Texas bishop on the front lines of the immigration crackdown met at the Vatican with Pope Leo. El Paso Bishop Mark Seitz brought a packet of letters from immigrant families and showed the Pope a video.
Many of us were forced to leave behind everything that was most precious.
To say they're fearful is not strong enough. They're terrorized.
Seitz told the AP they fear they and their loved ones will be rounded up and deported. Catholic leaders in the U.S. have denounced the Trump administration crackdown. Seitz says at one point the Pope apologized for not having a place for the group to sit.
Later on in the meeting, he said, I will stand with you.
Seitz says the goal is not to get into the political fray on immigration.
We need to express what the Gospels teach us.
The first U.S. Pope celebrated a special Holy Year Mass for migrants last weekend. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.